You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and online at citr.ca. This is What Pink Sounds Like. In the next hour, join me, your host, Ashley Kissman, as we celebrate women in media and in music. Increasing feminist content on the airwaves, one song at a time. Let's just make a change. Why can't we turn the page? Don't make us safer. Without you and your thoughts, I'll make you unsafer. Let us make a change. Why can't we turn the page? Don't make us safer. Without you and your thoughts, I'll make you unsafer. Well, thanks for joining me here today on this really wet and rainy Tuesday. I apologize for my tardiness, but man, I missed my bus. And of course, the day I missed my bus on the 99 heading to UBC, as I'm sure many of you Vancouverites can relate, you find an open seat. But of course, you're running late and you find an open seat. And the days where you're on time, you're just standing, because that's how life works. That's how the universe pulls it all together. But I've got lots of great stuff in the show today, including new music from MIA. It's called Bad Girls. Where has she been lately? So we're going to talk a bit about her. Also got new music from Ingrid Michaelson, as well as music from White Horse, which they're kind of my new favorite indie band right now. But first, I talked about this lovely, courageous woman last week, and I just have to give her where her credit is due. This is Etta James with her hit, Tell Mama.
Ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
This January at the Rio, catch award winners and cult classics alike. David Fincher's take on the international sensation, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, runs nightly from the 7th until the 12th. January 19th, it's a classic double hitter, with The Boys in the Band at 7, followed by My Own Private Idaho. Friday the 20th, the Rio shakes things up a bit with White Horse live in concert. Midnight movies this month include The Shawshank Redemption, The Shining, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and The Rocky Horror Picture Show. For more details on any of these or other events, go to riotheater.ca.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Bills to burn.
Bills to burn. Bills to burn.
I was his fire and he had bills to burn. The flames were hot and I could see this man was meant for me.
That was the lovely bluesy country sound of Catherine Tatto with the track Bills to Burn off the album Under Your Hood. Now, Catherine and I, as busy as we are, we're hoping to get an interview on air February 21st. So stay tuned for that. Pencil it in your calendar. Don't mark it with pen because I'm not sure. But it would be an amazing honor to talk to her. She's such a great Canadian artist. And before that, of course, was Etta James with Tell Mama. It's one of her huge hits from way back in the day. As you know, Etta James passed away just a few weeks ago. They had her funeral, I believe, this past Saturday, and a lot of people come out for it. And she continues to live on. A lot of hip-hop artists continue to sample her music, like Flo Rida with the song Good Feeling. And you have a lot of artists today who are just still so inspired by her, like our all-time favorite Adele. She was inspired by Etta James and actually bought an Etta James album when she was just 13 years old. So pretty cool stuff when someone's that influential for you. You're listening to What Pink Sounds Like. I'm Ashley Kissman, if you're just tuning in. Now, I don't know about you, but I've always been a fan of Ingrid Michaelson. I believe ever since she came out with this first song, The Way I Am, which I'll about to play for you in a minute, just so you can get a feel if you don't know much about her. Came out about 2007. But she's out with a new album now called Human Again, and she's grown up a bit. But first, here's the all-time classic, The Way I Am. Listen to it, and then we'll talk about her new album and how it's changed a little bit. Well, anyone who doesn't think that's one of the cutest songs you've ever heard, there might be something wrong with you. You might need to just check yourself in, because I remember I heard that song way back when and I just thought it was the cutest thing ever. Now I'm in the throes of trying to plan a wedding and I'm like, wow, now what song would I want for my first day? Oh, you know, that would be really cute. It's the lyrics. It's the kind of artsy, folksy with the acoustic guitar and, of course, her lovely voice. Well, Ingrid Michaelson wants to get away from that image completely. She wants to grow up. She wants to outgrow that image of a sweet little girl on a guitar, and she's trying to mature her sound, so to speak. So her new album is called Human Again, and I'm sure we could dissect the title of that album all we want, but you know, it gets a little poppier than that song, and it gets a little produced. And I think for me, as someone who fell in love with this artist based on that first track, The Way I Am, off her first album, Girls and Boys, I was a little let down. The album does have a lot of great songs in it, but some of them I think are just maybe a tad overdone. I don't know. This girl's got talent, and, you know, artists are always looking to evolve in different ways to not only express themselves artistically, but also to grow within the industry. I'm wondering sometimes when artists do it too much, is it stepping away from their overall character or personality that we as the listeners fell in love with? Here's Ingrid Michaelson's latest. This is called Do It Now, off the album Human Again.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Doug E. Fresh, and I'm with my girl Jill Scott, and we're about to take it from the bottom to the top. All right? Sing!
Never wanted to see things my way. Tell me, why were you such a fool? The grass was greener on the other side. Never miss your water till you well run dry. And oh, and I'm sad and so confused, 'cause I'm all cried out. Oh yeah, yeah, over you, you, mm-hmm. Over you, mm-hmm. Over you, mm-hmm. Over you, mm-hmm. Over you. All over, I'm moving on now, I'm taking over. No more tears for you, no more baby, 'cause I'm not your lady. You made that perfectly clear to me too. So I'm gonna move to the next phase, getting back into my space, moving in right, in the right direction. And hope you'll know one day, baby, that I'm not sad and so confused, 'cause I'm all cried out. Oh yeah, yeah, over you,
you,
over you, you, you,
you.
Over you, you, you,
you.
Ducky Fresh, yo.
That was fun.
Wow,
You got some wild energy. Your energy is crazy, y'all.
Can I come out and listen to that?
And that was the lovely Jill Scott off her latest album, The Light of the Sun. And the crazy thing about the end of that song, you heard them kind of talking to each other. She was in the studio. Maybe he was in the more control room. A lot of the album was actually had a lot of improvisational taste to it. So Jill Scott would go in, she would do her thing, and they would really take whatever kind of was produced pretty raw. So you kind of feel that out on that track. It's called All Cried Out Redux. And you really hear her kind of scatting some jazz. And, of course, the most talented guy kind of beatboxing there. And very, very cool music when that kind of happens. You just really feel that energy throughout the song. You know, and Jill Scott, again, one of those amazing female black artists that we have the pleasure of hearing her wonderful music. And the reason why I bring that up is because it is January 31st today, which, yes, it means we're a couple months closer to spring. But it also means that tomorrow, February 1st, marks the beginning of Black History Month. Now, Black History Month is definitely a month that we here in Canada have adopted and celebrate. Of course, it's celebrated in the States and many countries worldwide, in fact. And it's really important to remember and reflect upon, you know, the black culture that has really influenced so many different avenues of our mostly, you know, Western culture and society. And Vancouver is taking part. The city of Vancouver is putting on and letting many residents know about a host of events happening here in the city. And if you are interested in taking part or maybe just learning more about Vancouver's unique black history, then you definitely want to check out this website. It's vancouver.ca/multiculturalism/blackhistory.htm. You know, going to Google and typing in Vancouver Black History Month always works as well. But just to give you a heads up, a couple events that are happening Wednesday, February 1st, the 5th annual Pan-African Slam. This is kind of a dance and poetry slam, is happening at Calabasha Bistro, 428 Carroll Street. Admission is by donation, so they have a suggested donation for you at the door there. And it's presented by Black Dot Roots and Culture Collective. Also, if you've ever wanted to take an African drumming class and just kind of wondered what's it about, might be a good time to take it and explore what African drumming exactly is and maybe what it means. That's happening throughout the month at Small World Gallery, 2120 Commercial Drive. It's happening Saturday, February 4th, again Saturday, February 11th, and beginners and advanced drummers are, of course, welcome. One thing that I'm really excited about, actually, is Theater Intimate Apparel at the Arts Club Theater on Granville Island stage is putting on a play called Intimate Apparel. Picture this. It's 1905 in New York City. 35-year-old Esther is an independent African-American woman who makes a good living sewing exquisite undergarments and corsets for brides-to-be. But she yearns to wear one of her own creations when a mysterious stranger from the Caribbean strikes up a pen pal relationship. The romance that blooms promises to fulfill her dreams. That's kind of interesting. Nice lovey-dovey story. Maybe perfect. February 9th, Thursday, close to Valentine's Day. If any of you people are thinking about something to do to celebrate that. So lots of really great events going on. Again, check out the website for all the great events going on. It's a great way to learn about Vancouver's unique history, because of course, you know, Canada shares a different history than the States when it comes to, you know, the black community. But you still had a lot of ex-slaves from the States who came up here and escaped the States and escaped to Canada, and they formed different communities. So definitely want to check that out. And throughout the month, CITR 101.9 FM will be celebrating Black History Month. We have some great special programming blocks for you. So stay tuned for more information about that. I'll be announcing the different things that we're doing as a radio station to definitely commemorate this really important month that I'm glad I can personally be a part of. So if you're just tuning in, guys, it's What Pink Sounds Like. We're celebrating women in media and in music. My name is Ashley Kissman. I've got lots more music on the way for you, so don't go anywhere. Up next, I've got Yamankata Sonic Titan. Now, this is a group, a duo from Montreal. Again, I kind of introduced them last week. And they call themselves kind of a Pan-Asian cultural collective. These two lovely ladies are combined experimental with electronic, with psychedelic opera, infusing metal, pop, and folk at the same time. And what happens is this really original sound that I just can't get enough of. This is the song Oak of Guernica, right here on CITR.
Haven't you on me?
And that was Eleanor Friedberger with Heaven off the album Last Summer. Well, MIA has kind of been MIA. She's been hanging out. She's been doing some music things. She put out a mixtape, of course, last year called Vicky Leaks, which seemed to be not only kind of her alter ego, but also the album kind of a gateway to an alternate universe, so to speak. She's kind of been all over the place, and I think it's kind of the beauty of her as an artist. She was dating, or she might still be dating, Diplo, of course, a famous DJ. And of course, they put out this mixtape last year, and since then, she's kind of been recorded in the media saying some politically racy things, and you know, she's not exactly playing Little Miss Nice Girl like I'm sure a bunch of the media or tabloids would like her to play. But again, that's really not MIA, is it? She's her own woman. She's doing her own thing. And with this new track, Bad Girls, it was self-released recently. It shows her a very conscious choice of hers to be able to make her pop beats. Like, she still has those really great pop instincts, and she has this talent, and she's able to take these words that, you know, you'd think at first don't really make sense, and then string them together in a way that is really catchy. And it's why, you know, we love Paper Planes. It's why we love The Bird Flu and some of her other tracks. Now, this new track and this new album, the mixtape Vicky Leaks, is definitely not as good in my mind as Kala or Rula, which are her preceding albums. But it shows that she still has the talent that she became famous for. If you are an MIA fan, or you are watching the Super Bowl next week, it has been confirmed that MIA and Nicki Minaj will join Madonna to perform at halftime. That's three pretty amazing women. So that should be a pretty cool show. Madonna, it has been reported, and the crazy control freak that she is, has certainly controlled everything from what MIA and Nicki Minaj will wear, and then has also done 12-hour practice days. That's almost the mentality of, like, you can sleep when you're dead, which kind of scares me a little bit. But it should be an amazing show with hopefully no wardrobe malfunctions. Here it is, MIA with Bad Girls.
Live fast, die young, bad girls, do it well. Live fast, die young, bad girls, do it well. Live fast, die young, bad girls, do it well. Live fast, die young, bad girls, do it well. My chain hits my chest when I'm banging on the dashboard. My chain hits my chest when I'm banging on the radio. Get back, get down. Pull me closer if you think you can hang. Hands up, hands high. Don't go screaming if I blow you with a bang. Ah, suki suki, I'm coming in the Cherokee gasoline. There's steam on the window screen, take it. Wheels bouncing like a trampoline. When I get to where I'm going, gonna have you trembling.
Live fast, die young, bad girls, do it well. Live fast, die young, bad girls, do it well. Live fast, die young, bad girls, do it well. Live fast, die young, bad girls, do it well. My chest when I'm banging on the dashboard. My chain hits my chest when I'm banging on the radio. Yeah, back it, yeah, pull up to the bumper game. Read the signal, cover me, cause I'm changing light, a handle on it. My life, but I'm broke it. When I get to where I'm going, gonna have you saying it.
Live fast, die young, bad girls, do it well. Live fast, die young, bad girls, do it well. Live fast, die young, bad girls, do it well. Young bad girls do it well. Chain hits my chest when I'm banging on the dashboard. My chain hits my chest when I'm banging on the radio. Chain hits my chest when I'm banging on the dashboard. My chain hits my chest when I'm banging. Get back, get down. Pull me closer if you think you can hang. Hands up, hands high. Don't go screaming if I blow you with a bang. Going up to bitch, I'll see for a million. Accelerating fast, I could do this in a second. Looking in the rear view, swagging, going swell. Leaving boys behind.
flying kisses lead me just to kill. Shift gear automatic, damned if I do. Who is gonna stop me when I'm coming through? What we got left is just me and you. But if I go to bed, baby, can I take you? Get back, get down.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to present the 25th annual Bob Marley's Birthday Bash, Wednesday, February 8th at 9 p.m. at the Grandview Legion Hall on Commercial Drive, featuring the legendary CITR DJ George Barrett, Wadada Hi-Fi the Reggae Rub-A-Dub Sound, and Redemption Sound, with Selecta Bradley and Shortman. Advanced tickets are available at Rhythm and Spice on Commercial Drive. That's the 25th annual Bob Marley Birthday Bash, Wednesday, February 8th at the Grandview Legion Hall.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Hey little girl, is your daddy home or did he go and leave you all alone now? I've got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire.
Tell me now, baby, is it good to you? Can I do for you the things that I do? Well, I can take you higher. Oh,
it's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull. Cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my soul. At night I wake up and the sheets are soaking wet and there's a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire.
Thank you. It's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull. Had a 6-inch valley through the middle of my soul.
And that was White Horse with, of course, the cover I'm on Fire. And funny enough, I just clued in that that was a cover. It's one of those days, you know what I mean? but it is a cover I'm on Fire from Bruce Springsteen. They do a fabulous job with it. Maybe that's why I felt it was so familiar and so good, and yet just couldn't place where I had heard it first before. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening to What Pink Sounds Like today. As always, you can check out the playlist and podcast on my blog, whatpinksoundslike.com, as well as any rants and musings from my 20-something-year-old self. Definitely want to check out the Black History Month events happening in Vancouver. And stay tuned, because CITR has definitely got some special things planned as well for you. I know I, myself, and some other volunteers are taking part in some of the special programming we have coming up this month by doing features on Black culture in Canada and beyond. I will actually be featuring one all about hair stories. If you ever saw the documentary Good Hair with Chris Rock, it's kind of a take on that, but it's more of a local take. But when I interviewed a bunch of women about their hair in Victoria, BC. So it should be a lot of fun. Speaking of Victoria, BC, if you were listening last show, I interviewed Lauren Mann from Lauren Mann and the Fairly Odd Folk, a folk group from Calgary. They're on tour. They're actually going to be in Victoria tonight at Felicita's Campus Pub right there on UVic's campus. So definitely check it out if you are on the island. Up next, guys, is Linda Bull. She is back from Italy. So I'm really excited to hear what new music she has, as well as any stories from the motherland. And she'll be back here. She'll come on it too. I'm going to leave you with a little track by Hannah Gorgas. This is Lover's Breakdown. I'll see you next week, guys.